Text numéro 12. Are empty offices the solution to the UK's housing crisis? More than 40 million square feet of office space in the UK is vacant, according to the property consultancy JLL. Of this, more than half is in London. To put those numbers into context, that unused space is the equivalent of 30 Buckingham Palaces, or enough space to create, in theory, up to 62,000 new flats. What's the future for these office blocks? Could they realistically be converted into homes? The issue of dwindling occupancy in offices is not limited to London. After the pandemic, all big financial centres have faced similar challenges, from New York to Paris, Tokyo to Sydney. The trend for working from home has meant offices are getting smaller and clustered in more central locations that are easier to commute to, leaving offices on the fringes of cities deserted. Even Canary Wharf, home to six of the UK's 10 tallest buildings, is struggling. In this financial district in East London, which was built from scratch in the early 1990s, almost 16% of offices are vacant. The areas around the city are now being targeted for redevelopment, with a number of buildings designated for conversion into residential. In 2021, the City of London Corporation announced plans to create 1,500 homes by 2030. Last month, the local authority approved a planning application to transform a 1950s office block next to the Barbican into private rental homes. The scheme, dubbed Cornerstone, is the second the developer hub is doing in the area. There's a misconception within our industry that all buildings can be or should be converted into living spaces, says Damien Sharkey, Managing Director of Hub. We review between 40 and 50 buildings to find one that would actually work. Things to watch out for, Sharkey says, are the structural grid of the building, floor plan depths, floor-to-ceiling heights, ventilation and so on. But also, crucially, we consider the neighbouring context, from sunlight exposure to transport connections, from local amenities to existing residential provision. In the case of Cornerstone, we're adjacent to the Barbican, so we're in an area where there's already homes, people already living there, Sharkey adds. In 2013, the government introduced an update to Permitted Development Rights, PDR, which allowed the change of use of office, storage, light industrial and retail buildings into residential. Since then, more than 100,000 homes are estimated to have been created through PDR, although not always to a high standard. In total, 7,900 homes were created in England from office conversions in 2023, just 3% of the homes delivered during the year, government data shows. Adapted from The Times, October 2024.